Kia ora, welcome to Focus on Politics. I'm Katie Scotcher.
So we've come up to execute a warrant to uplift baby.
Okay, so before you execute that warrant, this is from our lawyer, Janet. So she's asked that we tell you that a notice has been put in that you cannot take this child. Documents have been filed in the Hastings Family Court. We have also written to the Minister, Tracy Martin, and the Prime Minister.
We've got the warrant.
We have a warrant.
And we would like everyone that's
not
family to remove.
It's not going to happen.
I'm just going to ring Janet now.
Confronting footage of the attempted removal of a Māori newborn propelled Oranga Tamariki into the spotlight, making it one of the most fraught and challenging areas for Tracy Martin as the Minister for Children.
I'm absolutely over Oranga Tamariki, as are so many other Māori leaders.
The Ombudsman referred to the quantum leap that is required for you to turn this agency around by 2022. Are you the right person to do that? Because you presided over this organisation over the years that he has reviewed these cases and found these fundamental mistakes.
Oh, look, I think no one's the right person. I think we are all the right people. It is about doing things in partnership. And, you know, we have made progress, and we did make sweeping changes in November 2019. And as I say, some of those changes we're seeing very, very positive signs from.
Do you understand how that will be a poor consolation for some families involved with you during the time that has been reviewed? And I'm just wondering how you can rebuild trust in an organisation who has done these things that have been highlighted. I mean, and I can go through the list of failures. You left things too late. Your own inaction led to poor handling of cases. Half of the cases had no family group conference. You were breaching disability rights. There was a lack of appropriate guidance around Section 78, described in the report as a serious failing, given your far-reaching coercive powers. Have you, as the leader of this organisation, gone past the point of return in terms of leading it into the future?
No, I don't think so.
We must take action against the Crown. Grainy Moss needs to go. And, you know, I hate to say it because I really like Tracy Martin, but maybe Tracy needs to go too because she stands by Grainy.
Māori have never been trusted to look after Māori, not by anybody. And here's the result that we're talking about now.
About 8 or 9 police stormed into our house in Manurewa. I don't know if they had a warrant because they didn't show me one. They just told me to get out of the bedroom and go wait in the living room while they checked the house. I don't know what they were looking for. No one said anything to me.
I find it absolutely appalling that our Minister of the Crown could use a throwaway comment, even if it was true, to abdicate her responsibility to her portfolio. I haven't got the proper English.
Okay, well, ka tae koe ki te kōrero Māori e pāna ki tērā.
Nā koe e tēnā tāku e materika rika atu anau ki we nā kōrero ko te mea ke, kaua e karo, kaua e huna, he nā kua puta mai. Kei hea ke wau hakaro, kei hea ke waumahi mō ngai tātou, te iwi Māori. Mō a tātou tamariki, moko puna kei roto i o ringa ringa i tēnei wā.
So you've essentially said to the Minister not to hide and to front up on this.
The one thing we know for sure is that if we keep doing the same things, we'll end up getting the same results, and that's unacceptable. So I'm taking nothing off the table. But can I just, first of all, I should have said this right at the very start, is acknowledge the fantastic work that Tracy Martin did in the previous government. And I hope to, build on the work that she has started.
Former New Zealand First MP Tracy Martin was responsible for the children's portfolio in the last government. She never expected to become a minister. In fact, Ms Martin assumed she'd be a backbencher, supporting the coalition government she helped form. But the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, asked her to be part of her cabinet, much to Ms Martin's surprise. I spoke to the former minister and started by asking what she had planned for Oranga Tamariki in 2017.
There was no operating model, there was no budget that had been recommended by the expert advisory panel. None of that had been done yet. So I needed to go away and really think about, so how what were the recommendations from the expert advisory panel and how could they be implemented? And I just happen to be really, you know, aware of Po Ol Te Atatū and Mātua Whāngai, and I have whāngai throughout my family. So for me, what became really, really obvious is that if we want to turn down the number of children coming into state care, we need as a country to get in earlier to support our families when they first show the signs of stress, which is why I fought really hard in the, before the election this year to sign off on that arrangement, that pilot program with Whānau Ora, because that's what's going to turn down the numbers of children coming into state care, is by empowering those trusted organisations, whether they be iwi, community, hapū or whatever, close to the ground where our families are, to go in as soon as we start to see the signs of stress. And if necessary, then we whāngai children into other family members for a period of time while we actually support their parents to be the parents they need to be.
How did the children's portfolio and your responsibility for Oranga Tamariki change in 2019 when Newsroom released that documentary about the uplift of a Māori baby from a young mother in Hawke's Bay?
I went to the front line. I went to the front line with iwi. So up until that point, I mean, there are rules around what a minister can and can't do. So I can't go in and actually... I can't interfere with court decisions, I can't interfere with the day-to-day running of a government agency and so on. Now, many people think I can. Many people think that a minister can go in and fire at will and tell people not to do this, that and the other thing. I cannot do that. That's corruption. But what I did do then was I said to the CE, I'm actually going to go and sit down with Ngāti Iwi. Now, my family happens to be Ngāti Kahinunu through whāngai. So I went down and reconnected. So what did it do? It highlighted for me that we actually have really good social social worker practice in this country and really lousy social worker practice in this country. So another area that needs to be addressed by the next minister, and nobody in this government has responsibility for it, is social worker training. We've got 16 providers. There's a huge variation of the way that our social workers are trained, and the calibre of many of our social workers is not good enough. And I tell you what, you'll hear people scream now that I've said that out loud.
So are you suggesting that the new government is not going to do anything about social worker training and had the opportunity when Jacinda Ardern was creating this new cabinet that she could have made that someone's responsibility and signalled that the government was actually going to do something significant to address, as you've described, lousy social worker practice in this country?
The reason why, no, I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is that the government, and it actually should be, it should come out of health, it could come out of the Ministry of Children if the Prime Minister gave a delegation that way. The reason why the government doesn't have any influence over social worker training is because it's actually the responsibility of the Social Worker Registration Board to set the standards by which they will register social workers. And now it's mandatory to register as a social worker. The problem is it's 100% funded by social workers. It's had this legislation put on them. They have no resourcing for policy development or even to influence and set those standards. So this government, if I was making one recommendation, is give a minister responsibility to argue for a budget bid for a time-limited resource for the Social Worker Registration Board to create the policy and the standards that we're going to hold all social workers in this country to.
Why didn't you ask for that responsibility while you were the minister for children?
Because literally it took me 3 years to figure out what I tried to go through TEC as the Associate Minister of Education. I held a delegation for social worker training as the Associate Minister of Education. And so I tried to have conversations with TEC, found that particularly difficult. And it took 3 years to realise that why I was meeting those barriers was because the tool was actually over here with the Social Worker Registration Board.
The video that I guess started the chain of events, did you ever watch that video? I know that you've been asked previously, but
no.
Have you watched it?
No.
Why not?
One, I don't need to. I was already looking into that case before that video came out. So that's the first thing, some weeks before that video came out. Secondly, that is, my understanding is there's hours of video cut down to a certain period of time. And there is more behind those human beings' lives than what is portrayed on the screen in that moment. So my job is to actually get all of the information, find out the breadth of what is going on, and then to drill down into what are the solutions to what is the problem. I didn't need to watch that video to do that.
The video prompted five separate reviews or investigations into Oranga Tamariki, all of which have identified multiple major failings when it comes to working for Māori. Why didn't you immediately stop the uplift of newborn Māori Tamariki and increase the financial support and lobby around the cabinet table for support programs that are in place at the moment and are in a position to help young Māori mothers and their children?
We have. We've increased the funding to all carers, actually, in the last three-year period. We've done the first review, funding review of carers ever in the history of this country. And so, you know, I lobbied and got funding for that. But you started with saying, why didn't I immediately stop the uplift of newborn babies? Babies are still being killed. So there are still children who are in extreme danger. In the last so many weeks, we've seen children killed. You can't just stop something. You and an uplift is, it's a strange word, right? It's children being taken into care. Now, many of the, we're called, or Oranga Tamariki is called by mostly professionals. So if the police go into a house where there is major violence, pee addiction or so on and so forth, and there are children there, Oranga Tamariki is called to come and take the children. They will take them into their care and as quickly as possible try and find a family member that can look after them. So that's what an uplift is. It's not all people breaking into a hospital room. But there is, that again, let's go back to the Hawke's Bay case. There is an awful lot of information behind that circumstance, around that family, that absolutely needed support. And I'm not justifying the way that that piece was done. But please don't think that Oranga Tamariki workers wander the countryside just thinking, well, today I'm just going to snatch a baby, because that's just not true.
During your tenure as the Children's Minister, there were a number of prominent Māori leaders who called for your resignation. They said that parts of Oranga Tamariki are rotten, and addressing that rot means going straight to the top. What did you make of the calls for your resignation? Do you think they were justified?
Well, people are allowed to call for your resignation. That's okay. And whether they're justified or not, well, history will have to decide that. I did the best I could do with the circumstances I had.
The list of Māori leaders who called for your resignation is quite long, but the list called for Grainne Moss's resignation is longer. Why didn't you get rid of her?
Well, first of all, you can't just go and fire somebody. You know, there are the laws of natural justice here.
But she was in charge of an agency that five reviews found had repeatedly failed Māori children and Māori whānau.
But again, most of those reviews were historical. So most of those reviews were actually not at a time when Grainne Moss or Oranga Tamariki even existed. Most of those reviews were pre-2017. Not a single person who called for her resignation has been able to give me any other reason than the fact that she's Pākehā and has an Irish accent for the reason why she should go. And I can't go and fire people. I can't fire people anyway if they're doing their job. And secondly, I certainly can't fire people because of their race or their accent.
Kelvin Davis has picked up the portfolio and has already indicated that he is unhappy with Oranga Tamariki's current leadership, I guess signalling that he will be getting rid of Grainne Moss. What did you make of hearing that news, and would you be sad to see her go?
Look, Grainne's a grown-up and she knows the job. I'll be interested to know how he does that, and does that inside the law, because Grainne works under the same, you know, she has rights and responsibilities and so on, and, you know, inside an employment arrangement like you do and anybody else does. Right, so no matter where a person sits in the in that field of employment, they have the right to be judged on their performance and on their job. So I'll be interested to see how Kelvin's going to just go and do that.
What do you think is the solution for Oranga Tamariki? There are Māori families who have had generation after generation after generation who have been abused by the state. They don't trust the state, and it is continuing to happen. How on earth do you fix that?
You have to realise that it's not Oranga Tamariki that's the problem. Oranga Tamariki is the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. Where is health? Where is education? Where is housing? Where is employment? All of those things, if you take the four top reasons why children are taken into care, pee addiction, alcoholism, mental health, I can't think what the other one is. None of those things Oranga Tamariki has responsibility for providing the service for. So where are all the other government departments? Everybody walks away and leaves Oranga Tamariki standing there on their own. And the reason is because some of the things that happen to our children are absolutely horrific. This was one of the hardest things I've done in my life. I had a board next to my desk. Every year I put, as a child was murdered by somebody who should love them, I put a small figure up on that board. That's what my 3 years has been about. And until those other government departments step up into this place so that our families don't find themselves under this stress, so that they have the drug and alcohol addiction services at their fingertips when this first starts, then we're not going to be able to do away with Ōranga Tamariki.
Let's focus on politics. I'm Katie Scotcher. Thanks for joining us. Mā te wā.